All right. May have missed the news last week in the wake of everything else that was going on. The Ottawa Red Blacks continue to add bodies for the 2017 training camp and perhaps the coming season as well. And one of the names that kind of jumped off the page at us was Ryan Lindley.
Henry Burris is, we talked to him yesterday. He's a former Red Black, which is a weird thing to say.
Yep.
And with him coming out, you've obviously got to address your quarterback depth chart.
Ryan Lindley, of course, has spent some time in the NFL with the Arizona Cardinals. You'll remember him, and has signed on with the Red Blacks and will be here for training camp coming up in May. And Ryan joins us on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Ryan.
Thank you very much. Have you ever been to Ottawa before?
I have not. I've been to Vancouver and bounced around kind of the western part of Canada, but never over the eastern part.
Okay. Yeah. How much do you know about the Canadian Football League?
You know, a lot, actually. I mean, since I've played, I guess since the last time I played in the NFL, I kind of knew that Canada was the next step for me. So I've followed the league somewhat, I guess more than your average player. A bunch of buddies of mine play up there too, and actually a few of them played with the Grey Cup winners last year. So excited to get on board and get to playing some ball.
How'd the deal with Ottawa come together?
Once I realized I was done down here playing football, I kind of reached out to the Players Association up there to see who had my negotiation rights and just kind of wanted to get started and being a part of a team and talked to Brock Sunderland and he really kind of took the reins and made sure that, you know, we were on the same page as far as what they needed and what they were asking of me. And, I feel like it's a great fit and I'm really excited to get on board. And obviously, he obviously can't pick a better team right now since we're the reigning Grey Cup champs.
Talking to Ryan Lindley, Red Blacks quarterback, just signed last week. So, you know, you'd know this more than anybody. The game is completely different up here than it is in the NFL. So what can you do in the off season to kind of prepare you for when camp starts later in May?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think just watch a ton of film and get acclimated. I mean, I watched on TSN and obviously on the ESPN syndicate down here, watched a ton of games, but, you know, watching on TV and watching kind of your game film is a different animal. So just try to get acclimated as much as possible. And I mean, the main thing I see right now from the game film I've seen thus far in the past week is, you know, obviously with that extra man on defense and your extra man on offense, it just it kind of closes those windows and closes those gaps that you have to get into. And you know, obviously getting to watch Henry and those guys do it last year is seeing some of the best guys go to work. So it's been a lot of fun for me seeing how you kind of attack the game.
You've certainly backed up some big names in your young NFL career: Carson Palmer, Tom Brady, Andrew Luck. But last year, your career kind of took an interesting turn as that you started working with both Jared Goff and Carson Wentz and helping them prepare for the NFL Combine and everything after that, and they end up going number one and number two overall. How did that all happen, and how did you enjoy that experience?
Yeah, it was I kind of lucked into it, to be honest with you. They my agency that I'm with ended up signing them as clients coming out of college, and they approached me about becoming kind of their quarterback trainer and preparing them for the draft and, you know, all their meetings and training and workouts that were coming with that. So I was really excited to get on board. Coaching was always something that I saw for myself in the future, and I kind of just figured it'd be a lot better than me sitting on my hands at home. And it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, I'm back doing it this year, so it's kind of my thing. I figure, you know, obviously I'm hoping to keep playing ball. And hopefully with the Red Blacks, that can work out for the years to come. But it's something to keep me busy about January through March.
Speaking with Ryan Lindley, Red Blacks quarterback, he was just signed last week, spent some time in the NFL. You were out of the game last year, and you mentioned you kind of thought in your mind, okay, the next step for me, if I want to continue as a pro football player, I'm going to have to go up to Canada. When you kind of finally came to grips with that, Ryan, what was that like? Because, you know, American kid, your dream as a quarterback is to play in the NFL. When that dream is dying, what goes through your mind?
Yeah, you know, I think mainly for me, I mean, I'm a blue-collar kid. Both my parents are teachers here in Southern California. And I'm just extremely thankful to have the opportunity to play football on a professional level. So to be quite honest, on some levels, I kick myself for not signing with the team in training camp last year. And obviously, you know, everybody can say that after you watch them win the Grey Cup. But, you know, I'm just thankful to be playing football. And really, I just wanted to play. And it's not really so much in the grand scheme of things coming back and figuring out a way to do anything. It's really just I'm excited to get on a team that's excited to have me and get out and play with a great group of guys and play the game I love to play.
Going back a couple of years, because of injuries, when you were there with Arizona, you had the injury to both Palmer and the injury to Stanton, and then you kind of got in there in the NFC playoff round, first round against Carolina. You're kind of thrown to the wolves a little bit. Can you share your memories going into that game? Did you feel like you were kind of thrown to the lions?
Yeah, I mean, on some levels, and obviously it's tough. I mean, I signed back with the team, you know, I think it was about 6 weeks prior to that. So I'd been on the Chargers the first half of the season after getting cut by the Cardinals training camp. And once Carson went down, they signed me back on to back up Drew and just kind of had to get acclimated again on a really expedited level. And I mean, to me, to be quite honest with you, like I said, I really just take things as they go. And I was excited for the opportunity. And looking back at the time, you know, I think we all know when we feel a little overwhelmed. But at that point, there's no sense in giving in to something like that. I was just going to put my best foot forward. And obviously, that was not good enough. And it wasn't a great outcome there. But you know, I look back and for me at the end of the day, as long as I get out there and did everything I could that week in preparation and tried to get my guys going, it's everything else is going to fall where it will.
You got a chance to, Ryan, to play with one of the guys who'll go down as one of the all-time greats and Larry Fitzgerald. What was that like?
You know, he's an unbelievable player, but even a better person. And Larry's a guy that I still get in contact with. And actually last offseason when, you know, I was kind of hanging around and in limbo with ball, you know, went out to his place in Minnesota and trained with him in the summer. And I mean, he's a guy that's taught me a lot, both on and off the field. Really just a pro's pro, a gentleman, great guy. And, you know, I'm excited that he's going to get one more year and hopefully he gets to finish it out with the Super Bowl ring.
You've thrown on the New England Patriot jersey. I wondered, for that reason, are you watching the Super Bowl as you know, kind of pulling for the Patriots? And what did you think of that football game?
Gosh, it was one for the ages. I mean, I had friends on the Falcons too, so I was somewhat split. But obviously, having donned the jersey, as you said, you kind of pull for the Patriots on some level. And especially, I'm always kind of an underdog guy. So once they went down 28-3, I was kind of the only guy at the Super Bowl party I was at who was pulling for them to come back. So. It was an exciting one. I mean, it was just it was fun to see, like you said, Tom Brady, who a guy I got to be around for a few months, that one of the best ever, obviously, and how he went to work and led those guys back to victory.
Talking to Ryan Lindley, Red Blacks quarterback. Now, so you spent training camp with the Patriots a couple of years ago, 2015, and you know you spent time in Arizona, and you guys were a playoff team, the Chargers as well, and then you went on to Indy. Is there a difference that you notice as a player from the way that even that camp is run, how Belichick runs the show in New England, than any other team that you were with?
Most definitely. I mean, I look back on it now, and the funny thing I kind of tell people is you're almost the most miserable you've ever been in life while you're there. But once you look back on it, you see the strides you took as a football player and how they're so detail-oriented. There's nothing, there's no base that isn't covered. There's no stone unturned and you can see why they're prepared and they're the most prepared team. Every game they walk into, they're going to be ready and they're going to win a close game. And I think that's what you saw, this weekend. They made it a close game at the end of the game and in the different situations they came out on top. And, it's just a testament to their coaching. And obviously, like we said, it doesn't hurt when you have one of the best guys under center that there is.
I was going to say, how did, you know, in your time with Tom Brady, would have spent a lot of time in quarterback meetings, et cetera, at that training camp. How does Tom Brady, does he kind of separate himself from, you know, the fellow quarterbacks, especially you guys trying to make the team? Is he you know, very much team-oriented in terms of the quarterbacks? How did that dynamic work within the quarterback group?
Yeah, I mean, at the time, it was actually in the midst of the whole Deflategate thing. So, you know, unfortunately, I mean, he was going back and forth with the hearings and so forth with the NFL. But I was really impressed with still the way he handled himself. Obviously, it was a tumultuous situation, a lot of kind of drama going around. But he was the guy that I remember constantly kind of saying, it's team first. You know, that nobody needs to worry about him. He's going to be fine. The process will work itself out. And I was just really impressed with how he kind of stayed focused on ball. And once he was in the office and in the room, he was the guy that almost it was a sanctuary for him too in that time. I mean, we all play football, and it's on some levels therapeutic for all of us while we can play. And I think he definitely, you know, worked that out and kept everybody focused on the main goal.
You're saying, Ryan, that you are again working out with some quarterback prospects who belong to your agency, as you did with Jared Goff and Carson Wentz. I wonder, can you tell us which quarterbacks you're working with? And this time around, unlike maybe the last time, are you working out alongside them to get ready for a season in Ottawa?
Yeah, no, we have Mitchell Trubisky, who's out of North Carolina, definitely one of the top guys in the draft this year, and then C.J. Beathard from the University of Iowa. So two really good quarterbacks, and it's a lot of fun. And really, as a football player for me too, a lot of this, not only this year, obviously being getting ready for the season and working out with them, but you learn a lot about football, just getting different perspectives from different guys, and you know, getting on the phone with their coaches and seeing how they see things and call plays. It's been really enriching for me, kind of just how I see the game. And obviously, you know what, throughout the next couple of months, going to be talking to Jamie Elizondo and the coaches up in Ottawa, just kind of making sure that I'm up to speed once we get to minicamp here in a few months.
You're a bigger guy. I don't want to say you're prototypical NFL quarterback, but in the CFL, we get quarterbacks of all kinds, smaller guys, you know, guys with huge arms, guys that can run around a bit. How would you describe yourself to Ottawa Red Black fans?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I've never lied to anybody and say I'm a scrambler. But you know, I'll make things happen when I can. But definitely a pocket passer. And watching kind of you know, I've already seen about half the games from last year, and a number of them on TV. Watching you know, Henry Burris work, and it's impressive. And seeing just how he's kind of he's just dealing back there. You know, I mean, he's getting guys the ball where they can make plays in space. And I think, to be quite honest with you, that was one of my strengths going into the NFL, was finding a way to get the ball out of my hand quick and put guys in position where they can make plays. You know, I think, like I said, I'm not the scrambler. I always thought I'm going to put a guy in the position with the ball in space where he's a lot better with it than I am. So, you know, I think as a quarterback, that's what you have to do. You're a facilitator. You get the ball to guys to make plays.
Well, you're a 4-year starter at college at San Diego State, and you're coming to a town where every game got sold out last year. We know the championship game is going to be here in Ottawa, so it's going to be a pretty exciting year. I can imagine it's exciting for you, knowing that you might be a part of that in the coming season.
Most definitely. I mean, I've like I said, I've followed the team for the last about year and a half with quite interest, and it's impressive. I mean, you look around, and like I said, I have other buddies that play around the league, and I think Ottawa is a place where clearly, you know, they love football, and that's showed by, like you said, having sellout crowds and the support they get, and obviously it helps when you're winning. So we kind of plan on keeping that tradition going.
All right. Well, as a guy born in San Diego, I can tell you, if you come here after the 15th of April, the weather will be more to your liking.
Well, I'll be all right. It's what doesn't kill me will make me stronger.
There you go. All right, good. So, listen, I know it's really early where you are out in California. Really appreciate the early morning visit. And looking forward to seeing you when you get up here to be part of Red Black's training camp.
Anytime. I look forward to it.
Thanks very much. That's Ryan Lindley, newest Red Black quarterback. You can look at his resume again online. Started an NFL playoff game 2 years ago for the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, crazy. And now he's going to be coming to training camp with the Red Blacks.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, he's a bigger guy at 6'3", 235 pounds, a pocket passer. So I think he's going to want to make immediate friends with Sir Vincent Rogers.
Yes, my close
personal
friend.
My new best friend, yeah, protecting the blind side.